Hello, this is Alexander Charles Adams, and I'm the producer of Smash Cut. Today, we're bringing you the third installment of Project Ireland, Hi, I'm Maddie, or HIM. This piece was a massive undertaking made possible by a great group of people at the Outburst Queer Arts Festival here in Belfast, working on a public performance installation about living with HIV in Northern Ireland. That installation became GLRY, or Glory, which you can learn more about through Theatre of Pluck, a queer performance company here in Belfast, on their website. Glory was composed of pop-up installations and an audio tour through Belfast City Centre with testimony of people living with HIV revoiced by actors. From that process, I took an interest in the story of Matthew Cavan, a drag artist and actor from Northern Ireland who is a key performer in the Glory project. The following audio piece is composed of verbatim material from interviews and screenshots from Matthew. It's important to note that the piece contains suggestive, sexual, and profane language, depictions of violence, and cyberbullying. Also, this piece was recorded binaurally, so it's best to listen with a pair of headphones. We're extremely grateful to Matthew for sharing his story with us, and now with you. In honor of World AIDS Day 2016, Smash Cut now presents, Hi, I'm Maddie.
He's a tart, left arrow emoji.
9 owl per view. 24.
Offline.
Last seen 5 hours ago.
2,508 feet away. Disillusioned.
Online.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Over the scene, over the hype, over fuckwits. Just
three makes me dance.
As someone said, freedom of consciousness feels more dangerous than
I'm afraid.
So I'm breaking free of the whores. I want to be a groundbreaking
online fuckwits.
Blank.
5,
grab
10,
the wall.
Blank.
12 stone.
Bite
white.
The pillow.
White.
Blank.
Average.
Blank.
6 foot 2.
Single.
Blank.
Dates and
chat. 11 stone. White. Toned. Single. Right now.
Just here for a nosy. 21. Online. 0 foot away. Taking a look around. Please be nice. Coffee is nice. Be like coffee. Not sure what I'm looking for. 6 foot. 9.5 stone. White. Twink. Single. Dates and chat.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Hiya, Maddie. I'm Andrew. How's you?
I'm grand, thanks. Yourself?
Knackered. Just out of work on my way home.
Cool. Where do you work?
Oh, just a pub, like. Nothing special.
Hey, any man who can mix a drink instantly comes up on my radar.
Oh, really now? Well, maybe that could be arranged sometime. You're really cute.
Oh, thanks, babe. Pretty fit yourself.
So what do you do?
I'm a performer. I do some makeup stuff too.
So, like drag?
Yeah. I hope that's not weird.
No, man, not at all. Stuff takes work.
Tell me about it. My feet are always killing me. So, what are you looking for on here?
Dates and mates, how about you?
Well, dates mostly. Been known to have a bit of fun every now and again.
Nice. So, would this suit? Photo sent. Photo sent.
Wow.
Photo sent.
You're fucking hot, mate.
Thanks, man. Work hard enough for it.
I can tell.
Any pics of you?
Yeah, one sec. Photo sent. Photo sent. Photo sent.
Seems you're pretty hot yourself.
Thanks. Smiley face emoji.
So can you come?
Yeah. My housemate is constantly having people over without asking. I don't see why I can't do the same. Face with tongue sticking out emoji.
Nice. Whereabouts?
Location sent.
I'm not too far. Sweet. Are you a top or a bottom?
Bottom. You?
Top. A strong one.
Purple devil emoji.
Well, Maddie, you're a hot dude. Would love to get to meet that ass in person.
Well, my door's always open.
Are you clean? Hello?
I really hate when people say that.
Why? I'm just asking if you're clean. Like, if you've got anything.
Because it makes it sound like people who got anything are dirty.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Sorry. Anyways, do you have anything?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm positive.
Oh. Sorry, mate, that's kind of a deal breaker. You're hot and all, but I don't want to get AIDS.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't want to catch anything. Don't want AIDS, like.
Well, okay. I'm really sorry. Okay, bye then.
Block smiley.
Okay, so hearing that, what does that throw up for you?
The change
that happens when you disclose your status, and how that can make the whole thing more than what someone can handle. And it's funny because I have very mixed feelings about this, because honestly, before I was diagnosed, I would have been exactly the same. It would have freaked me out. I probably wouldn't have gone with someone who was positive just because I didn't understand it. I didn't know about it.
But you've been only 18 or 19 before being diagnosed, which is pretty young to have to handle that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's... Well, if I look back, I think I'd be pretty quite embarrassed about it and how I would have handled it. But this guy, yeah, it's just this change of wanting to be with me to after the fact he wants nothing to do with me because of my status. I'm not a dirty person. And at that stage, when this conversation happens, it'll take a while to sort of pluck up the courage to be that open about it again and again and again. And it's quite damaging to someone who's positive. It's not nice. But outside of Grindr, if I knew someone who I felt I could open a conversation with, had this kind of fear of being with someone who was open about their status, I would try to explain to them, like, it's not a disease that by, like, me talking to you or something is going to wipe you off the face of the earth, much less being with someone who's open about their status will put you at risk. The chances of contracting HIV from someone like me who knows they're undetectable and knows their status and health is minimal. I make sure in how I handle myself in relationships on Grindr to be as safe as possible, not only for myself, but for other people. But right after diagnosis, I was like, oh, well, fuck this. The only people I can sleep with now are positive. And it took me getting more educated to know now that that isn't true at all.
Once you'd gotten back on Grindr, were you in a place that you were ready to hook up? Or
I think I tried to force myself into being ready to try and feel normal again, but I was not ready. Like, absolutely not. Emotionally, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for the responsibility that entailed then. And, you know, I wasn't ready for that rejection.
When you got that sort of rejection, you'd apologise for being positive?
At the time.
But not now?
Now, I would just say, if you don't like it, lump it.
So many Asians. 21. Last seen 30 9, minutes ago. 26. 2 miles away.
Online.
Not enough blocks.
500 feet away.
Mates and dates.
Not racist. It's just a preference. Online. Don't you call activist on me.
500 feet away.
10 stone.
5'7".
Who's about?
Bare emoji.
Blank.
Just average.
White.
32.
Slim.
Serious.
Online.
Point.
3,810 right feet away.
500.
Always hungry.
12 stone.
90. White.
Hungry for average. Takeaway.
Last seen 2 hours
single
ago.
Cute boys.
Dates and chat.
1,500 feet away.
5'11".
Just checking it out.
Stone. Maxed.
Straight dog. Dude who is a little curious.
Single.
No fats, no camp, no blacks. 5'8". 10 stone. White. Toned. Single. Right now.
Plus sign. 23. Online. 0 foot away. Get to know me. Just in case this goes any further, best to get this off my chest now. I'm HIV positive. This doesn't mean I'm dying. I hope you can see past this. I'm a nice guy, honest. 6 foot, 10 stone, white, twink, single. Dates, chat, and right now.
So you've got AIDS?
Wow, okay. No. Not at all, actually. I'm HIV positive. I don't have AIDS.
But you will have AIDS.
Not if all my meds continue to work like they have been the past few months. The meds work great now.
But you can give other people AIDS.
Look, I can't tell if you're ignorant and are looking for answers or just rude and mean. No, I can't give people AIDS. That's not how it works. Through unprotected sex, there is a risk for HIV transmission. But as soon as I'm undetectable, that won't be a risk at all. But I wouldn't burr back anyways because I couldn't live with putting someone else at risk.
But if you got like a flu, you'd die, right?
No.
Why did you burr back in the first place to get AIDS and now you're all against it? Seems hypocritical to me.
All right, you're just an asshole. Everyone makes mistakes, and I don't need some hate-driven dickbag to point that out to me. Bye.
Well, maybe your meds will stop working and the world will be rid of you. Good, you got AIDS.
Body blocks by curious.
Okay, we're recording again. What's happening for you now?
This hurts. This opinion hurts. The fact that, you know, he's not really using this as a learning experience. He is literally just there to be a dick. It's really painful. And it's difficult to see past ignorance whenever it's just that sort of, when it feels like an attack. So it's difficult to think, oh, it's not his fault that he doesn't know anything about HIV. He hasn't got the education. When this guy and others like him present themselves in that way, just to hurt me, just to say their piece. But there's an age thing for me as well. If it's someone young, then I'd be a lot more forgiven, because someone older has had to see and talk to more people and has had the time, especially on the gay scene, to interact with positive people. Whereas with young people, it's new and shocking. As I said before about how I would have been, how I would have been before getting diagnosed. You don't know a whole lot when you're 19 or 20 or even in your mid-20s. But with this guy, this is just here to hurt me. This isn't what real ignorance looks like. It's just an attack, just to be nasty, and I don't have time for it.
And the bit about being hypocritical or barebacking, I've even heard that before, and it makes no sense. It makes diagnosis like...
like nothing. It makes it seem like we don't change as people when things happen in our lives. I don't know if that because we're positive, so it doesn't matter how we feel, or if it's because someone in that scene doesn't really care. I'm not sure. But it doesn't make sense. And it really goes back to that question of, how did you get it? You know, that's the big thing that everyone's interested in finding out. But it's really just nosy. And none of anyone's damn business. However, me being the person I am, I talk about my story all the time. But that is my choice. And I have the right to bring it up and shape it how I want. I don't respond to people who think they get to drive my experience or dig into the quote unquote juicy bits of my life. But there's people you just automatically judge you. Like, oh, well, he's HIV positive. He must have been out sleeping about like a slut. You know, ass in the air for any Tom, Dick or Harry. And as soon as people have that sort of image of you, you know, that's how you get HIV here. You get this scene queen story grafted onto you like it's the only way you can get HIV in Northern Ireland. So it's more often than not a sex thing. But because of your community or how you look, certain backstories get pasted onto you, and that's really hard to fight. With a gay man, it's the slut thing. And the idea that they must still be a slut, so I can say whatever I want to them. And that's where guys like this one come from. All the while being on a gay sex app. So the irony's totally lost on them.
What are the long-term effects of conversations like this?
Quick ones like this, while they're painful, I'm at a point today where this will grab me for about maybe half an hour. I'll come off Grindr and post on Facebook about it, typically with screen grabs. Have a good laugh once I'm over it and go about my day. It's not nothing, but it's not as bad at all as it used to be, or as bad as some people can get.
Night Owl Purdue, 24. Last seen 5 hours ago.
Online. 3 miles away. Mate, happily partnered for 4 years. Love coffee, sepsis. Drinks, love and Indian food. Cowboy, but it comes out looking for mates.
No
hookups. 6'1" inch. 11 stone. White. 500 feet. 5'11". Partnered. Fun friends and chat.
White. Kind of toned. Single. 5'9". Dates and chat.
Read my bio.
Single.
White. Offline. Average. 3,590 feet away. Right. Blank. 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 Blank.
Pause. 25. Online. 0 foot away. Don't like it? Lump it. I'm HIV positive. If you don't like it, you're lost. 6 foot. 10 stone. White. Twink. Single. Dates and right now.
Is this Matthew Cavan?
Yes. Who's this?
Never you mind. You're a fucking vile, dirty cunt. You deserve everything you get. I hope you die of AIDS. I hope this world never has to see your dying face ever again.
Oh, wow. Well, aren't you just a delight? Sorry to disappoint, but I won't be dying anytime soon. Because of the meds I'm on, it means I'm very healthy and I'll probably outlive you. Just remember, you're the coward hiding behind a faceless blank profile.
Well, maybe you should go and kill yourself then. Do your family and friends a favour? Ha ha, and I will happily dance on your grave. I just wish you and every other diseased cunt would be put down like the dogs you are.
Have I ever done anything to you that would warrant this?
Go and die.
I already said that won't be happening.
Are you proud of your status? Is that why you went on UTV and the BBC? To tell the world how proud you are of being a filthy cunt? If I found out I was HIV positive, I'd do the world a favour and just kill myself. You should do that.
I went on the BBC and UTV to tell people they aren't alone, that they don't deserve to die, and that they deserve to be happy and can be healthy like everyone else, that people like you can't take that away from them.
You deserve to be eradicated from this planet.
Planted? Good one, mate.
Oh, fuck off and die of AIDS.
Lol. Heard that all before, and I'm still here.
Let's see how funny you find it if I get you before the AIDS does.
Muddy Blocks, read my bio.
So, I'm sure that that's not easy to hear.
No, definitely not.
What was your reaction when this happened originally?
So, this one would have been the first one I would have gone to Facebook about. This is where I went public with the hate that was happening. And the amount, when I posted this, the amount of overwhelming support in my favour happened. Which then I found even more difficult because I was going, I have all these people that love me and think that what I'm doing is an amazing thing. But yet I was so deeply affected by this and I couldn't see the positive because of one person and what they'd said to me. And it's the fact that one person would have that amount of hatred to say those things to another human being, regardless of it being me. It was that really, I couldn't understand how someone could hate me that much to say those things. That I found really difficult. And this took me a long time to get over, like a week or so, to really bounce back and be happy. Like,
do you regret going on the UTV or the BBC?
Now, no. Then, in the aftermath of that, 100% absolutely. I couldn't see any of the positives. Even though if I went into my Facebook messages and I had hundreds of messages saying that they loved what I did. And one of the main reasons I do this is because of other people living with HIV, because they, a lot of people don't have the support I have. But I couldn't even see how important that was. It was just like, how could I do this? How could I let myself be open to this? Because that was rough.
Were you performing in drag a lot at that time?
Yeah. Drag definitely helped me escape because being Cherry is not being Maddie. You know, Cherry's not HIV positive. Her body is, but she isn't. Whereas I am. Being Cherry was an escape from that because I didn't have to think about that. I wouldn't have to talk about it when I'm her. Except now I'm in a place where I've started to use Cherry as a platform to discuss it because it's a good platform to use. But it was very different at the time of all that. Cherry definitely helped me through that time, which is why drag is such a good and important thing to me because it blocked out a lot of pain for me. I could just not be me for a while.
Did you have a performance soon after that had happened?
Yeah, I would have had it within the week, that Wednesday in Maverick or the Sunday in Cabaret. I do remember after it, looking at everyone that came into Maverick in a different light because I went, I think this person knows me. This person could be anyone who walks into this bar, whereas I didn't really feel that in Cabaret. I didn't know who I could trust.
Did you ever try to make a secondary profile and figure out who it was?
A few of my friends did, but I didn't. It's kind of impossible because the ones that are really hate-filled are always blank, faceless profiles, and there are a lot of those on Grindr. And they always block me or I block them, so it's always hard to find them again to do anything about it. And I thought I'd seen the worst of humanity at that point, so my trust in people in general was shaken. So the damage was done, really. Even if someone has all their details and a photo up there, you stop and you think, this person could turn out to be a horrible cunt. It's not a nice feeling to have that about people. I hate feeling that way about people, but it's now so ingrained in me that humans aren't really nice creatures. And I find that very difficult. Even now.
Lost. 28.
Bear emoji.
Online.
Pizza emoji. 32.
1 mile away.
Online.
Man, 47, deleted, always hungry, online, for takeaways, happy partner for 4 years, love coffee, drinks, and Indian food, 6 foot 1 inch, 11 stone, white, toned, partner, friends, and chat, blank, 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 blank.
Cuddles, teddy bear emoji. 26, online, 0 foot away. Lonely bedtimes. Snow is falling all around us. Looking for a big spoon to keep me warm. 6 foot, 10 stone, white, slim, single, dates, friends, and right now.
Your meds stopped working yet?
Judgmental. Why?
It's not. Just a question.
Nope, I am perfectly healthy. Thanks for asking.
Won't be for long.
What the fuck does that mean?
You're Matthew Cavan, right?
Lol, it doesn't scare me that you know my name. I've been featured nationwide. It doesn't take more than a Google search.
Yeah. I know you've shown your ugly diseased face all over the fucking BBC. Showing up on World AIDS Day. The day we all pretend to care about you filthy cunts who all got what you deserve and those stupid African babies who can't even get water.
Wow, you're a dick. I'm just going to block you. There's no fixing hatred. Bye.
You work at the Mac counter of Victoria Square and do 9 to 4 shifts every Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. You leave and take the 7A bus. You live at 2004 Hillman Street in flat 3. You only go out on Thursdays and Saturdays. You do that awful ugly drag on Fridays and Sundays at that really shit cabaret bar near City Hall.
How the fuck do you know that?
Because I watch you. Because if the AIDS doesn't get you, I'm going to do society a favour and wipe you off the face of the earth. I'm going to put on my work boots, 2 pairs of gloves, and break in on those Monday nights you sit at home alone watching RTE and dance on your chest till it caves in. Then stomp on your face till I break that disgusting face of yours. I'll have to wear a fucking hazmat suit though, because I don't want to get your filthy fucking AIDS.
I'm contacting the police. I've screenshotted everything you've sent.
Ha ha, don't bother. They're not going to help a dirty disease faggot like you. You're dying anyway. We have healthy people to worry about. Too bad I'm not going to be able to cover my boots though. I'll just have to burn them after.
You're a sick fuck. I'm on the phone with police. They will find you.
Ha ha. Just try. I'd get away with it anyway. Then, when the fucking state has to bury you, because I know no one is going to come in and claim your filthy AIDS-riddled body, I'll piss and happily dance on your grave.
I've screenshotted everything. I'm blocking you now. You're not getting away with this shit.
You'll be dead. Soon.
So first responses.
This absolutely terrified me. To the point that I did contact the police, but I also couldn't stay in my house because I was terrified. The police came round and they took the screen grabs and they said that they had to contact Grindr, and it's so difficult because it's an American company and it's difficult to get them open up to these sort of things, and I never heard back from them. So I just stayed with some friends for a while. Like, it was horrible. I was constantly looking over my shoulder around town in work, in both my jobs actually. This ruined the cabaret club for me as well because they knew that I worked there. Also, I wasn't very well at this stage. I'd just got out of hospital, so I was feeling quite, what's the word? Vulnerable, anyway.
What, was there anything specific in all of what that person said that made you question yourself? Like, that you got to a point where you agreed with them on some level?
Yeah, well, it's the same with any of them, actually. There's always a moment that you go, God, he's right, you know. I am worthless. Why am I here? I literally just burden people with this shit. And you have these really rough moments, and that's definitely a thing that happens. You know how a lot of people say that the victims of rape go through this moment of saying, this is my fault, this, I did this. I, even in my strongest days, I still go, I kind of deserve it. I had that night in the sauna, and only I hadn't, this wouldn't be happening. If I hadn't been such a slut at that time, you know, I wouldn't have this. And I wouldn't be dealing with this, and my family wouldn't be dealing with this, and my friends, and maybe I'd have a boyfriend, because actually I am, you know, like a good looking person.
You are. You said that very timidly, which is very out of character.
I'm really hot. And I have a lot to give as a person. But they're just feeling like, I did this to me. Like, there's no one else to blame. I walked to that sauna. I paid money into that sauna. I was the one having sex in that sauna. But what you realise over time is that that doesn't matter. No one deserves to get HIV. People don't deserve things like this. Rape's not a bad person thing. Cancer, death, all of those things. It doesn't matter who you are and what you've done in this life. Anyone could be affected by this.
And you've had multiple interactions with this person. Well, I say person because you have a theory that...
It's the same person. Yeah. I'll never know. You know, I won't ever know unless this person came up to me and said, yeah, that person who sent you all that nasty stuff, yeah, that was me. I ain't going to dance in your face. But with the style of writing and the way the profiles come up, yeah, I think it's the same person. But you never really know these things in life.
What would you say if that person came up to you today and said, yeah, it's me?
I would phone the police. They've said too much. And maybe someday I could find it in myself to forgive them, because I don't think harbouring hate is a good thing. But I hate this person. And I also hate the fact that he's made me hate him, because I hate hating. Which is a very, very Irish thing, but it's not a feeling. I can't imagine why anyone would like that feeling. I wouldn't give them the time of day. You don't make me feel like that. You don't make me question my family's love for me. You don't make me question my friends' love for me. You don't make me question my love for me. So I have no time for this person. I have no time. If this person heard this conversation, like if this person was one on one of the glory walks, or actually heard their words being vocalised by all these people for this piece, I would hope that they would see that this hurts.
Switching gears a bit, what are your hopes for being on Grindr in the future?
To not be on Grindr in the future. I would love to find someone who loves me for me, and then I can come off it. But a big reason I'm on Grindr is to make a point. To make a point that people can't hold me back. You know, when I post to Facebook about this, the stuff that happens on there, people say all this, oh, just come off it, you're worth so much more than that. But why? I have as much right to be on there as the next person. And I may be a bit of a glutton for punishment, but I'll be damned if I'm going to come off it because someone said something nasty to me. Because then they win. But yes, ideally, I would find a guy and be able to have a relationship, feel loved and love that person, and eventually move in together and get married, because that's the kind of soppy bastard that I am.
Well, cool, great. Thanks. Thanks for your time.
If anyone's doing the tour or hears this later, come and find me.
Declan, 26.
Bent.
On land.
20.
3 mile away.
Off range.
Pissed about Bake Off.
2027.
Seriously, I'm going to smash a hoodie. 19. Noodle.
Last year.
6 hours ago. 10 miles
away. NS Drive. Canter Call. 30 barrels. Online.
No pick. No charge.
750 average.
10 stone.
Chateau.
Oh,
blank.
33.
10 inches.
Average.
Level stone.
Single.
White.
1 mile away.
Blank.
Single.
Looking for baggage that goes with mine. I hate writing these things. This app's shite, but I don't want to close off meeting someone nice. Message me if you are. P.S. Coffee is the new water. 6 foot. 12 stone. White. Muscular. Single. Dates and relationship.
Maddie, 27. Online. 0 foot. I'm good crack. Just going to put this here. I'm HIV positive, so if you feel pity or feel grossed out at that, then you need to educate yourself.
That said, I'm here to enjoy myself in whatever form that takes. Mates, dates, fun, or all of the above. Lol. Please be good, crack. 6 foot, 10 stone, white, toned, single, chat, dates, friends, right now, and relationships.
Hey, are you the guy who gave blood for the drag queen crown thing?
Yes, I am. I'm so proud of Electra and the awareness she's raising.
That was awesome. And I love Electra. I just couldn't remember her name. Guess I'm a bit of a bad gay.
You're not bad at all. Trust me.
Thanks. I do have to say, though, when I was reading about it in the post, I was not expecting the donor to be so cute.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. But you're a pleasant surprise. Winking smiley face emoji.
Oh, well, thanks, mate. And you're pretty cute yourself.
Blushing smiley face emoji. I'm Owen.
I'm Maddie.
It's nice to meet you, Maddie. So, what are you looking for on here?
A little unsure at the moment, but I mean, dates are always nice.
Yeah, they are. I'm partial to a coffee date myself. Bit of a coffee freak.
Me too. I try to make caffeinated shaking look chic.
I'm sure you do. So, would you want to go on a date sometime?
Yeah, I'd like that. And obviously you know I'm positive.
Yep.
No problem there?
Haha, none at all. A bit of sense, a condom and a prayer and we're good to go.
Why a prayer?
Oh, lol. It's something my mum used to say.
Your mum used to say a condom and a prayer?
She did, actually. Haha.
No. Well, your mum sounds awesome.
She was. Miss her every day. I know she would have loved what you and Electra did, too. It was really cool. Well, I've got to get some work done. But let me give you my number and we'll get that coffee date together soon, cool?
Absolutely.
Number sent. I shall await your text. Have a good day, Maddie.
I will. Smiley face.
Hi, I'm Maddie, or HIM was produced by Alexander Charles Adams and recorded by Dave Bird. The voices you heard were Neil Keary as Maddie, Noel Andrew Heron as Up Arrow Emoji, Martin McDowell as Bicurious, Misha Doherty as Bidiscreet and Read My Bio, Johnny McMillan Patterson as Owen, Patrick Quinn, Simon Gibson, Callum Payne, Dave Bird, and Ross Anderson Doherty as the Grinder Chorus, and Matthew Cavan as the interviewer, without whom none of this would have been possible. We are so thankful for Matthew's courage to share his story to protect and empower people living with HIV and those who love them. Special thanks to the Outburst 2016 team, the Sonic Arts Research Center at Queen's University Belfast, Theatre of Pluck, Mercedes Sharma, and Allison Campbell. If after hearing this piece, you want to know what you can do to help, or if you are in distress, in the United States, you may contact GMHC on their HIV Nightline at 1-800-628-9240. And in Northern Ireland, you may contact Positive Life on their confidential helpline at 0800-137-437. Another option if you prefer an online resource to find a testing center or support for living with HIV in Northern Ireland is positivehugs.io/clinics. If you've enjoyed today's piece, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps other people find the podcast and keeps us on the charts. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at SmashCutCast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you all next month for the final installment of Project Ireland.
Two guys and a rogue.
I'm one guy.
I'm the other.
And this is the network.